Last month, Serbia and Kosovo began a new round of talks aimed at normalising relations. That very same day, one of Kosovo's most prominent Serb politicians was murdered outside his party's headquarters. Oliver Ivanović was shot 6 times. The bilateral talks were immediately suspended. The European Commission says reconciliation is the only way forward for Serbia and Kosovo, but Ivanović's assassination is just the latest indication of how difficult that will be. Kosovo has an ethnic Albanian majority, and since declaring independence 10 years ago, tensions with its Serb minority have on occasion spilled over into deadly violence. But many believe that reconciliation can only come about if the two communities first address the issue of war crimes dating back to the 1990s, when ethnic Albanians in the paramilitary Kosovo Liberation Army fought against Serbian control. Budimir Ivanisevic is executive director of the Humanitarian Law Center in Belgrade. It's an NGO which monitors war crime trials, social injustice and campaigns for the rights of war crime victims.
The obvious political priority of the EU is to keep stability in the Balkans, and as long as there is no war here, they are satisfied. Their priority definitely is not in relation to establishing the truth about the 90s and to reach out the justice for victims.
It's estimated that around 1,600 people are still missing from the Kosovo war. Budimir says families of missing persons and victims of the conflict are misled by politicians and used as pawns by both sides. That only leads to more distrust between the communities.
Unfortunately, many victims' associations were manipulated for many years by the politicians here. And the issue of missing persons is absolutely the key one in relation to 90s. And we think that that should be part of the agenda in Brussels in relation to negotiations between Serbia and Kosovo, because without solving this issue, it's not possible to have any progress, actually. You know, you can come to some political decisions, but you are still having people who are looking for their loved ones, you know, and that would be always the potential for tension if it is not solved.
Jorgovanka Popović is an ethnic Serb and part of a group that's travelled from Kosovo to Belgrade to see Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić. They belong to an association of people who've had family members murdered or abducted in Kosovo over the past 20 years. Popović lost her teenage son in a drive-by shooting some 14 years ago. Police arrested two ethnic Albanians in connection with the murder, and at the time, the European Union Foreign Affairs Chief, Javier Solana, condemned it. Popović shares her pain at losing her son, but says the next generation must learn from past mistakes.
The main point is to restore peace and to educate the youth. I raised my children to respect their neighbors. We all have the right to a piece of land, wherever we are, a piece of the sun, the moon and the stars. That's my message to all young people. My heart is wounded and I have nothing to ask for or to wait for. I don't want any mother of any nationality to cry when they lose a child the way I did.
Half a day's drive from Belgrade is Pristina, Kosovo's capital. For centuries, it was known for its religious tolerance and the peaceful coexistence of different communities there. But that's not been the case for many years. Bekim Blakar is the director of Kosovo's branch of the Humanitarian Law Center. He shed some light on how the country's courts are dealing with the issue of war crimes.
Well, I'm afraid that actually most of the families of victims will never see the justice. There is a huge number of victims in Kosovo. There are more than 10,000 killed or missing civilians. And so far, from 1999, from all courts dealing with crimes in Kosovo, there are like around 50 sentenced people for committing war crimes. So it's clear that most of victims, most of their families, will never see the justice.
Educating young people is seen as key to promoting stability and tolerance between Serbs and Kosovars. But Bekim Blakaj from the Humanitarian Law Center is concerned about the lack of constructive dialogue between the two communities.
I'm pretty pessimistic right now, especially when it comes to Serbs and Albanians in this region. There is a huge barrier because of the different language. So the youth, Serbian youth and Albanian youth, are not having any kind of cooperation. Most of them have never met someone from other ethnicities. So the gap between Albanians and Serbs is getting bigger and bigger. Prejudices are getting bigger and bigger. And if we do not change something in this direction, I'm afraid that, like, in a few decades, the first possibility to have the war we will have again.
Jorgovanka Popovic has arrived home from her visit to Belgrade. She's looking through her murdered son's possessions, kept neatly in a cupboard for the past 14 years. As she looks at photos of him from when he was a baby to a young man studying medicine, you sense the pain that only a mother can bear. But Popovic also sees hope for the region's youth.
What matters is the will of the people and not of politicians. We are simple people, but look what's happening to us. And the easiest thing to do is to slam someone's door or to hit them or to shoot them. Anybody can do that. But I think everything is going to be all right. That both Albanians and Serbs will see what they did wrong and get over it. We were born here. We've been living together here for generations.
The road to EU accession may be long, but it is on Serbia's horizon, if not Kosovo's. Reaching that destination, though, will depend on both countries signing up to a comprehensive and legally binding normalization agreement that will mean dispensing with diverging and biased ethnic narratives about the past. And perhaps Brussels will need to do more to ensure that more than lip service is paid to Balkan reconciliation. Philip Warwick, DW, Pristina.